battle of UWs on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. The calendar flips to November, and the calendar flips to 2026 for a certain head coach. We'll talk plenty about it coming up here on our pregame show, live from Regent Street. It's ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. And yes, the team has lost six in a row. Yes, morale is down. Yes, everyone's going to be booing, whether it's in a bar or at Camp Randall Stadium, most likely today. But the energy is still electric in downtown Madison on Regent Street and at our ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day tailgate. My name is Jesse Nelson. He's the former Badger punter, Brad Nortman. No Adam Mertz with us today. He's at some other tailgate. He's going to be on He's going to be on the post-game show. I don't know if it's like his presidential status as the school board president of the Mount Horeb School District, or if he's just a VIP because he's a great guy. Like, we always called him the mayor before he became the school board president. He is at some special tailgate today.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot for me to get mad at Adam Mertz. I feel slightly betrayed.
Feels like he's did his dirty.
But he is a man of the people, and who are we to take up all of his precious time?
He will be joining Corey Sparks and our producer Riley Yauch back in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison for our pregame show as part of the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day postgame show this afternoon, or evening, I should say. So looking forward to Mertz's postgame commentary this week. Brad and I have covered pregame here on 100.5 ESPN Madison, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and live video streaming on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day is presented by Coors Light. When you need to refresh on game day, choose a beer as cold as the Rockies. Cold filtered, cold lagered, cold packaged for peak refreshment. When the mountains are blue, and they will be blue today, you don't have to worry about that. You know what to do. That's Crush a Coors Light 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Brad, the battle of UWs today. 23rd-ranked Washington comes to Camp Randall Stadium to take on the Wisconsin Badgers. A thing or two happened this week in the world of Wisconsin football. Where would you like to start?
Well, I mean, who said that two-win seasons can't be eventful and full of headlines? You should direct them to this season. It has been eventful, and you know, a lot of this hit while I was out of town. So I was able to jump on KBN from 2 to 5 across ESPN Wisconsin and give a little bit of a brief digestion of what happened this week. I'm still astonished. I really am. Not only based on how this season has gone, I never would have expected it to go this poorly, but you know, I've never felt such a divide between administration and coaching staff and fans, right? Because I think there's almost unanimous. If we were to put a poll out there, like, do you want Luke Fickell back as head coach in 2026? I would wager it's probably like 90-10 no.
I think I've seen that poll several times from our ESPN Wisconsin shows throughout the course of this season.
And very infrequently can we have any topic where there's that level of agreement, right?
Yeah.
But then with Chris McIntosh coming, you know, on your show, Wilde and Tausch, and going, you know, being with Jesse Temple, putting out a statement 2 weeks ago saying he will be our coach. He's not in the risk of being fired. He's going to be back in 2026. And the uproar afterward, I'm just truly astonished. And a little bit, I use the word embarrassed on KBN. I would still say I am a little bit, because this is a program that I love since birth. I've put 4 years of my life into and have been a dedicated alum since then. And there is no greater team that I want to see have more success than the Wisconsin Badgers, right? It's complicated in the NFL and rooting for teams that you played for and stuff. The Wisconsin Badgers has always been pure and organic to me. So there is no greater team I would love to see more successful year in and year out. And it just doesn't seem like the product on the field, the coaching staff, the administration, the fans, the alum, nobody's on the same page. It doesn't seem like there's any quick fix. Any fix that could come that would really move the needle, it felt like, let's just get a breath of fresh air, have a new head coach, turn the page. This clearly didn't work. And, you know, on the show that you host with Barry Alvarez, the Barry Alvarez Show on Monday nights, he said, as an AD, he evaluates programs based on, are you progressing? Are you staying the same? Are you going down? I've only witnessed going down. I've not seen progression, maybe neutral for a little bit, but it's if everybody wasn't put on notice, you were put on notice this year, and Chris McIntosh, Coach Fickell, they have a lot of trust to re-earn. They have a lot of performance to put on the field. Not this year. I think this year is just, it is what it is. You got four games left. root for the players on the field. They're playing for a level of pride, but they're also playing for maybe a transfer situation, maybe to come back on a new NIL structure, whatever it is. They got something to play for, but they have to make changes, needle-moving, monumental changes, and they have to make it fast. Because if you didn't feel like they're on the hot seat now, it will be the scalding hot seat in 2026, very much under the microscope, especially after not a double down, not a triple down, a quadruple down by Chris McIntosh, saying that he has confidence in Coach Fickell and he will be the coach in 2026.
So there is a lot to talk about, and I think that's a great opening statement by you.
It is an opening statement.
There is also a football game today. So Wisconsin and 23rd-ranked Washington coming up at 3:30 at Camp Randall Stadium. I'm actually going to the game as a fan for the first time in, I want to say, 9 years. I'll be in as a fan. I've been as a media member a few times, but never out in the stands. Never, you know, I'll have my Coors Light in hand. I'll be enjoying it with my friends that are going in. They're going to go in a little before me, so I'm not going to be able to see what the reception is when the team comes running out onto the field. We'll probably still be on the air here when that happens.
Yeah.
And I'm curious what that is going to sound like here today, because the news coming out when it did on Thursday seemed like a significant miss.
Yes.
By the Wisconsin Athletic Department. Like, you had a bye week. Oh, boy. Our inflatable Coors Lights puffy thing that goes above our little arch above here at ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day has come down. And so we are working to help the team through that here.
It's a very tall inflatable.
We have gotten close to this happening a few times over the course of the year. And I'm surprised. Today's like the least windy day we've had. I can't believe this is the day where it actually came falling down on us. So I think our video stream has been a bit disrupted. We apologize for that. We'll get that fixed during our first commercial break here.
Yes.
What surprises me is the timing of this announcement, because if you want to play the PR game, and there are a lot of ways that you can look at, you know, whether Wisconsin has correctly played the PR game or not, one of the things that you can easily look at is last week was a bye. You're not announcing this 2 days before the next home football game where fans are going to be. They were at Oregon the week before. If you know that this is the move that you're going to make, if you know that this is the announcement that you want to share, which Chris McIntosh released that letter a couple of weeks ago, like, you knew this is where the trajectory of everything was heading. If you knew that, why announce this 2 days before the game when fans are going to be more riled up about it?
But
why do the media tour where you say some of the things that fans have now grabbed onto, whether it's Wildian Tausch with Jesse Temple, Badger Connect, or anywhere else? Mm-hmm. It just frustrates me that it seems like even when they're trying to do something well and stay on the same page moving forward, it still feels like it's a miss.
Yeah, there's a level of tone deaf, lack of self-awareness that not only Chris McIntosh, but it seems like even Coach Fickell has, where it's like the fans, when you're losing like you are, or you're making an announcement like that like you are, you have to do it at the right time. If you're saying the right words, even at the wrong moment, it's going to be taken negatively. And I think you're exactly right. Clearly, nothing has improved in the state of the program since the Oregon game, since the bye. Nothing has changed to make your opinion say, oh yeah, okay, now I'm ready to commit to Coach Fickell in 2026. Clearly, it was a preconceived notion, pre-decided that, you know what, we are going to stick with Coach Fickell in 2026. So you're right, should have done it over the bye, maybe in the wake of the Oregon game.
Just give fans a minute to process it before you get into the stadium and cheer on the team for the second to last game.
I understand doing it before the end of the season because you have recruits and things like that.
Yeah.
But it did seem like a strange time to do it. And I don't know, I just, if you are a fan like I am or an alum and you're looking to be breathed in with inspiration and confidence, I sure didn't feel that way. I mean, maybe Chris McIntosh just wants to be so steady and so cold-blooded in his delivery that he's not trying to get you-rah-rah or cast a vision. He doesn't certainly owe that to the audience. But I didn't walk away from his interview on Wildian Tausch or a sit-down with Jesse Temple or even his letter there has been nothing that has occurred that gives me any higher level of hope going forward that things are going to be better than it has been the last 3 years. There's a lot of reasons for that. I think there's he basically admitted there's a disconnect between coaching staff and Wisconsin head coaches. I think that the school needs to do a better job at raising money to help fund a team via NIL and all the other things, all the other avenues. So there's so many issues plaguing the Wisconsin Badgers right now that coach is a part of it, and coach is probably the primary part of it, but there's so many other things going on that I think the idea that Coach Fickell has at least one more year in 2026, which is going to end up being an absolutely crucial year, and he's got to turn things around quickly, I don't see a path to do that in the time frame that he's going to be given.
I don't see the path to turn it around as drastically as I think the fan support would need to feel good about him continuing as Wisconsin's head football coach. I do think, and I said this at the very start of the season, we were on this stage on that opening Thursday night, and I said I hope that every quarter and every game and every drive would not be an indictment on Luke Fickell all yep. season long. Well, that sure got shot down real fast. And Billy Edwards going out in the second quarter of game one and being out for the season is a factor in that. Being down to the fourth string running back, who looks like the best running back of the bunch,
yeah.
is a factor in that. The offensive line being where it's at is a factor in that with injuries. So they've been depleted. Now, you can look at the recruiting and you can talk about roster construction. I still don't know what the general manager of the Wisconsin football team does. That's Marcus Sedbury. I think
yeah.
we still should try to figure out what exactly his job is. That hasn't been clear in any of this, and no one knows he even exists.
Yeah.
So we talked about that on Monday night on the Barry Alvarez. We just need to figure that part out of what his job actually is and how he works with Luke Fickell on NIL and roster construction and all that stuff. I'd like to learn that in the offseason or maybe before the end of the season, but the roster needs to be constructed differently and better looking ahead to next season. The roster needs to change, and fans, the tough thing for me watching how this whole narrative is going to shake out is when you lose fan support where you feel even if winning football games isn't going to overcome the negativity, that's where you start to feel like you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, it feels like trust has already been lost, and it feels like there has to be something dramatic to win back that trust. Because let's be honest, it's been nothing but depleted. There's been no signature win. You've been cooked by your rivals. There's been very little to cheer about. So I don't blame the fans, and I don't blame folks like us for wondering what's it actually going to take. I mean, if they win two games this year, and next year they go 6-6 on a bad schedule, I don't think that's enough. I don't think that's going to be enough for fans to be placated and say, oh, yeah, now I trust this organization. And the reality is, too, for fans out there looking at the timeline going forward, you know, you end the season Thanksgiving weekend, you're going to play Minnesota. The early signing period is December. Most recruits coming out of high school will sign during that period. And now there is only one transfer window. It's like 2 or 3 weeks in January. That's it. So this program is going to have December to get any commitment to from high school to come over and, you know, commit to the team. And then that transfer portal week is going to be incredibly important. But that's all they got. So by February 1st, you're basically going to know who your team is. So you're telling me there has to be a complete roster overhaul, a complete culture change, and there has to be a level of needle moving in the matter of 2 months to change the product on the field. I think this program has dug itself too deep of a hole where I don't have the confidence that they're going to be able to do that.
ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day counting down to Wisconsin, Washington. Let's go.
Okay.
Who's fired up? ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day live from Regent Street. Jesse Nelson, Brad Dorbin. We are brought to you in part by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Ditch the energy bill. Make the switch over to Everlight Solar, your local solar energy company based in Madison. Visit everlightsolar.com to learn more and make the switch today. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Lots more to talk about. Chris McIntosh's commentary on extending Luke Fickell into next season. The game today and what it could mean for the trajectory of the football program given that news. Plus all the usual fun we have with all of our fans and friends out here on Regent Street. That's all still to come. Counting you down to kickoff for Wisconsin and 23rd ranked Washington at Camp Randall Stadium. It's ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day live on Regent Street as we count down to kickoff for 23rd ranked Washington. I wish. 23rd ranked Washington and Wisconsin here at Camp Randall Stadium. First time these two teams are meeting as Big Ten opponents. Looking forward to the matchup and the rivalry between the UWs that we'll see here on the football field. They've been traditionally two programs that I feel have been kind of similar in their separate respective conferences over the years. Washington and the Pac-12 had years of greatness. A lot of times they were kind of the tier below USC and some of the other teams that Oregon, the top of that conference. But they've had moments where they've gotten over the hump. Wisconsin had that for a while, and obviously the trajectory's been a little different the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly right, and I'll be honest, you've been seeing the battle of the UWs. The longest time I thought Wisconsin was the only team that had like the UW moniker, but then you start like going outside the state of Wisconsin and UW, they're referring to the University of Washington. I was like, whoa! I think you stole that from us. So you're exactly right. I mean, they are a good program, a good organization. Not long ago in the college football championship game, and obviously there's been some change since then, but they're super solid. This is a team that. Is balanced on offense. They're stout on defense. They're, you know, you just wonder, like, how is a Pac-12 transition, a team's transition, going to be to the Big Ten? I felt like they've rose to the occasion. You knew Oregon was going to be great.
Yeah.
You knew USC was going to be splashy. But with Washington, I feel like they doubled down in balancing between like being physical and strong and also having playmakers. So I feel like they've transitioned very well to the new Big Ten football, as we're going to see today.
A lot of purple here in downtown Madison today.
A lot of purple.
Washington fans are there's a lot of them, I will say. Now,
yes.
I'm responsible for bringing two to our tailgate here. I have a friend
from
Chicago.
Come on,
Jesse. His dad flew up from Boca Raton. Like, what am I going to say? Don't come? Like, also, tickets were $14 a piece, like I said. Like,
wow.
There's, but we walked around the farmer's market this morning, even just driving down here this afternoon. A lot of purple out and about. So, first time Washington and Wisconsin meeting in Madison as Big Ten foes. Been forever since the two teams have played.
Yeah.
My friend's dad said he always thought this was a team he always wanted to see how Washington would fare against. They always felt like they were similarly matched. He just always thought they would meet at the Rose Bowl, not on a dreary November afternoon with one program in shambles and the other still on the up and up. Washington is 23rd ranked. They're a good team.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really tremendous freshman quarterback, Damon Williams Jr. He's a really good quarterback.
Dual threat.
Many saying in the next year or two, watch for him to be a Heisman, like a strong Heisman candidate. He looks that good. So they have a talented team. They have a pretty weak schedule the rest of the way outside of Oregon in the final week. So the Washington fans, they've lost a couple of games, but they think they are still a fringe candidate to make the college football playoff this year. So this is a big game for them.
Yeah, for sure. And they benefit from coaching stability ever since their coach left. He went to Alabama, right?
Yeah, Kalen DeBoer.
Yep, he
got
went to Alabama.
Got him to the championship, went to Alabama.
You never know how that transition's going to go, and that transition's gone really well for them. And you're right, an absolute stud quarterback, dual threat. So we went talking about on the Wisconsin defense, one of the lone, if you could even call it a bright spot, but one of the lone, like, solid spots, has been, generally speaking, the Wisconsin defense. It hasn't been as putrid as the offense, and special teams has been just kind of hit or miss, but there are some studs on the defense, and we're seeing some of the young guys like Posa, Catalano, I mean, Christian Allegro?
Allegro,
yeah. I don't know if he's playing. I know he was injured last week, but there are some guys that like to thump and like to hit. They're going to have their hands full because, as I talk to guys in college or pros, which quarterback is harder to defend? The classic accurate pocket passer or the tough, speedy dual threat? Almost all of them say the tough, speedy dual threat.
Yep.
You can't go 100 miles an hour. You got to contain. It makes you play a little bit slower. And you give him even an inch of space, he's going to take advantage of it.
ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day live from Regent Street, brought to you in part by Bruner Realty. Have you been waiting to buy your next home? Stop waiting. Now is the time to get housed. For over 30 years, Bruner Realty has been providing excellent real estate and property management services in the Madison area. Contact their team at BrunerRealtyInc.com to get started today. That's BrunerRealtyInc.com. You know, Stacey Bruner, former Bucky, is going to be bringing the energy today for the game. You know, Bucky himself will be bringing the energy today. It's time for us to bring it for our game picks. You know what? No matter what, here on the pregame show, we make our game picks right away. Segment two, and we spend the rest of the show defending them. Let's get to the game picks. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Game picks early in the show. We don't make you wait till the final segment like a lot of shows do. We do them right away. Brad Nortman, former Badger. How do we feel about the Battle of the UWs at Camp Randall Stadium? Washington, an 11.5-point favorite.
Well, Jesse, I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I've got a 31-7 Washington Huskies victory.
Ugh.
I don't feel like it's going to be much different than most games over the last six losses. I think it's going to be fairly lopsided. I think Washington has so much to play for. I got to imagine this Wisconsin team is fairly distracted, and that just permeates into everything you do. I think Washington has the upper hand from a coaching standpoint, from a player standpoint, from a lot to play for standpoint. As you said, easy schedule. They're going to have a major duel with Oregon at the end of the year to maybe knock the door on the college football playoff. But I just think they're going to be overmatched. Maybe they'll keep it close early, but I think their talent's going to be too much. I mean, we talked about Williams Jr. as the quarterback. Dual threat, stud, electrifying. But Jonah Coleman, their running back, he's a top five running back in the Big Ten. At least he was ranked that preseason. He's a senior. He's a stud. He runs hard. They've got an opportunistic defense who's staunch. I just don't see a lot of ball movement on offense. I know that we've got Daniel Bryan back as the starter.
O'Neal.
O'Brien, O'Neal, yeah. Patrick, whatever. Exactly. You know, he was benched. But now, obviously, coming back to hopefully, you know, do a little bit better than he did, to start the season. But I don't see a lot of success on offense like we've seen all year. It's been fun to see young guys shine, like Atuka running the ball and some of these young guys on defense. It's cool to see if these guys stay in the program, what could be in 2026. So that's more of what I'm watching is who are the young guys that with all these injuries and with all this, you know, gloom over the program, who are these young guys that are eager and hungry and want to step up and might be the future of the program? So 31-7, that's what I got, and I don't think it's going to be fairly close.
Chris McIntosh talked about on Wildy and Tausch a couple of days ago. You can find the full conversation on YouTube and the ESPN Wisconsin app that during this final stretch of games, there are young players that have been recruited by Luke Fickell who are going to see significant playing time. We've already seen that on defense, and now Evan Flood of 247 Sports sharing this morning that, yes, Danny O'Neal is the starter today, but Carter Smith, the four-star quarterback from Florida, has been getting reps with the number one offense, and it is very likely that he'll be part of the plans here during the final
stretch. I'd like to hear
that. So redshirt season, you get to see him in the mix. Hopefully, we get to see him on display a little bit today.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, you can play four games and still keep your red shirt.
Correct.
So it is green light from
here
on out.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Okay. Unless they make a bowl game, which would be kind of a fascinating dilemma.
Absolutely remarkable.
Maybe. So I hope to see Carter Smith a little bit today. I don't have any confidence in Danny O'Neal. Coming out of the bye, at home, this is the kind of game that if it was any other team except what this blank show has been at Wisconsin for the last month and a half, that you would say, this could be a little bit of a surprise game for Washington coming across the country.
Yeah,
a team that has struggled traditionally at home the last couple of years, but let's see if they can get a bounce back out of a bye, rally around their coach, rally around their pride for their program. I just don't know if they have any offensive ability.
Yeah.
So my projected score, which I thought was going to be with Hunter Simmons starting at quarterback, was 27-17.
Would you like to amend your score?
I think I'm actually going to keep it. I'm going to keep it this time, and here's why. Because you might see Carter Smith provide some life for the offense. Danny O'Neal might struggle, or maybe coming out of the bye, he found something, and that's why Luke Fickell has confidence putting him back in, because Hunter Simmons obviously 1-for-13 at one point against Oregon, wasn't going to get it done. So sure, let's say 27-17. I'm going to stick with the Washington victory, but a Wisconsin cover. And if they can keep this thing close and show a little life today, I'd feel pretty good about that. Keep it close into the fourth quarter, similar to what they did against Oregon.
Amen.
If that unfolds as you described, that would be absolutely encouraging, given all the drama and all the things going on this week. So that would be amazing. Lose by 10? Sign me up.
Back to the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. We go to Riley Yauch, who hosts our ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day post-game show. Riley, you have been the optimist on the panel for the most part this season. What do you got for today's game?
Well, I am remaining the eternal optimist today. However, I am sticking to my word, as I said, until they show us any semblance of competency, especially on offense. I'm not picking them to win the game. But I do think, Brad, I'm going to disagree. I think all of the Luke Fickell stuff, and I think you guys, the Comrex just cut out because there's absolutely no background noise anymore. So I'm going to try and filibuster with my game pick for as long as possible while you guys try and fix that. And if we don't fix it in time, we'll just have to throw it a break. But I'm going to push back on Brad's point here. I think all of the extra announcement of Chris McIntosh. Okay, you guys are back. Welcome.
Hey,
glad we were able to fix that in a short order. I was ready to go on a whole soliloquy, but
yeah.
I think all of that extra stuff is—it's gonna lead to them coming out fired up. It's gonna be a circle the wagons type moment. I think the young guys are still bought in. I think they're gonna give Washington a real run for their money today. I was hoping Carter Smith would start at quarterback. Danny O'Neill's still better than Hunter Simmons, despite his struggles this season. So I think they surprise the Huskies out of the gate. However, like you guys both said, Washington is, I think, a criminally underrated team. I think they're probably better than the 23rd team in the country, and their talent outs, and Washington will win a close one. 24-21, three touchdowns on the board for this Badgers offense.
Wow.
Maybe a defensive pick six in there.
I'd be
happy with that. Staying optimistic, but Washington, they're a really good team.
Just give us something to feel good about. That's what we're looking for from the Wisconsin Badgers today. And a win would be something we would feel good about, for sure. I think a lot of us are a little more realistic than that. You can see our full list of game picks on the ESPN Madison social media platforms. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of them. We've got our big graphic posted up. You'll even see it on YouTube here during our commercial break, what all of our game picks are for Wisconsin and 23rd-ranked Washington coming your way at 3:30 at Camp Randall Stadium. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day live from Regent Street, brought to you in part by Canopy Wealth Management, where they carry a long-standing tradition of working in the best interest of their clients every day. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships, and they believe values matter and strengthen their communities. At Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. When we come back, we will dive further into what Chris McIntosh had to say throughout the course of the week.
Unfortunately, your Comrex cut out once again, guys, so Jesse, we cannot hear anything you're saying right now. I don't know if he can hear me right now, but we are going to throw to break. Don't go anywhere. Oh, it's fixed again. Do you guys know what happened there?
Well, our inflatable Coors Light thing appears to be falling over again, so I think we're having a generator issue here on site at our tailgate with some of the power being provided to us. So that may be what a little bit of our technical difficulties were going on. It is a cold day down here
cold.
On Regent Street,
cold.
So that's obviously impacting a couple of things here. We'll do the best we can, and we will send it to break right now on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light, live from Regent Street as we get set for Wisconsin and 23rd-ranked Washington at Camp Randall Stadium. A reminder, ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day is brought to you in part by Celebrations Entertainment. With Celebrations Entertainment, planning events has never been easier. They have complete event services for weddings, corporate events, nonprofit events, outdoor movies, casino nights, and much more fun. Visit CelebrationsEntertainment.com to get started today. Celebrations Entertainment, fun, memorable events. We now go back to the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison, where Riley Yauch takes us through a college football scoreboard update.
From LA to Piscataway, this is your college football scoreboard update, driven by Metro Ford of Madison.
That it is. Good afternoon, Wisconsin. My name is Riley Yauch, and it's time to go across the country for our college football scoreboard update, starting with the college game day game of the day. Number 8, Texas Tech hosting number 7, BYU. A little spoiler for our national picks. It's not looking good for me. Texas Tech up 26-7 on the BYU Cougars. A little upset alert out in Happy Valley. Keep an eye on the Penn State Nittany Lions. The 3-5 Nittany Lions looking for their first Big Ten win over number 2 Indiana. They lead it 24-20 with 4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Indiana has the ball, 3rd-and-11 at their own 37-yard line. Kurt Cignetti's squad facing some real adversity for really the first time this season. Mississippi State getting smoked by Georgia, 41-14. SMU up 38-13 on Boston College. West Virginia, 29-19 over Colorado. James Madison, 28-23 over Marshall. And Ohio State, 24-3 over Purdue.
Metro Ford of Madison, Madison's trusted Ford dealership. Learn more at MetroFordOfMadison.com.
That's it for our Metro Ford of Madison scoreboard update. Guys, what do you think about Penn State up 4 on Indiana?
Yeah. So that's a fascinating. I had a feeling Penn State was going to show up for that game today. Up on Indiana with.
And it appears they've cut out again. We're really having some technical difficulties today. I'm sure Brad is giving some compelling analysis. Hey, you're back.
Hey, yeah. So there's no doubt that James Franklin can recruit, and there are some studs on Penn State. I was shocked that there.
I was wondering what that background noise. It was, in fact, ads going out. So hopefully no one heard those. I'm going to have to throw this to a break. If they don't come back in the next 10 seconds, we'll count it down for them. However, we do apologize for all these technical difficulties. The cold out there on Regent Street getting to everyone right now, and including our equipment. So we'll be back in 4 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take another break. Hopefully by the time we return, Jesse Nelson and Brad Nortman, the Comrex, will be fixed. Thanks for bearing with us. We appreciate it. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah. All right, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun? Just remember when you come to the show.
You know, there's something symbolic about the way things are going down here on Regent Street today. Losing power, getting bumped off the air. Coors Light entrance archway is with the generator going down, starting to fall over a little bit. It's
characteristic of everything going on in Madison,
really,
Wisconsin,
is.
From an athletic standpoint at least.
But we're back. It's ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Jesse Nelson, former Badger Brad Nortman. We are presented in part by Gruber Law Offices, where they have a reputation for winning. The team works tirelessly to help people seriously injured in accidents by providing the best care and service. There's never a fee until they win your case. Gruber Law Offices has been serving the state of Wisconsin for over 35 years. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. So we heard from Riley Auk, his scoreboard update from around the world of college football. Indiana, Penn State locked in a close one. We will keep you updated on that as it continues. If you do want to listen to the conclusion, I don't do this often, but it is on the ESPN app. So if you have the ESPN app, the radio broadcast is available there. If you do want to listen to the end of it, it's okay. We would forgive you if you want to go and listen to the end of it. If you're driving into downtown Madison, getting ready to take in Wisconsin and 23rd-ranked Washington at Camp Randall Stadium. Let's talk quarterbacks, Brad. Danny O'Neill gets the start for Wisconsin today. We saw how that went a couple of times earlier this year. It was pretty disastrous.
Yes.
But then it got worse with Hunter Simmons and being 1-for-13 at a point against Oregon. The offense was totally non-existent. So they go back to Danny O'Neill with Carter Smith, the four-star recruit from Florida, getting first-team reps since the bye week. You hear that. And what do you feel and what do you think about the state of the Badgers offense?
I feel a bit of a spark, a bit of a nod of excitement. It's almost never. This, I guess, is the only time I can really think of a time where I'm, like, ready to turn the page on a Wisconsin Badger football season. But I've hit that part. I mean, there's nothing truly for this team to play for. They're not going to be bowl eligible. They're not going to win out. There's already been so many issues in and around the program where, obviously, the athletic director is needing to come out and giving a vote of confidence to the coaching staff. So the final four games, it's all about 2026, in my opinion. How can this team take a major step forward in 2026? And you got to figure out who's in your stable. And it's likely that many upperclassmen, unless you're somehow loyal to Wisconsin or maybe you get the most money from here, they'll probably move on, right? They'll probably move on to maybe a different program. The uncertainty of walking into next year might be enough to just say, you know what, I might have 1 year of eligibility. I can't spend it at Wisconsin. I might move on. That's where there's a level of interesting loyalty for these young guys that were recruited to the University of Wisconsin and feel like University of Wisconsin is home. If they can come out here, prove that on the offensive or the defensive side, they are worthy of a role in 2026, and maybe they provide a little bit of a spark and excitement. I think the fans need that. I think you need a little bit of hope walking into next season, and you can find that in the final four games. So if I'm Coach Fickell, the expectation is we're already going to lose and lose big. Why, outside of maybe some sense of I want to play upperclassmen because maybe this is the last opportunity to do so, I would start turning the page to 2026, see what I got with my young guys, and start building the core of your team now. And we see flashes, right? Against Oregon, you had some guys that showed they were capable of playing on the field. True freshmen, redshirt freshmen, sophomores. It's there, and you know, it all comes back down to quarterback, right? I mean, of all the things that have been an absolute hot mess, and it's been a hot mess, the hottest of the messes have been quarterbacks. So if you can look at Carter Smith and say, this is a guy that we think we can be our starting quarterback in 2026, the only way you know that is if you throw him into the fire. And throwing him into these final four games might be the only way to give him some experience and get clarity on that.
I hope that's the same philosophy the team is taking, because I want to see Carter Smith play.
Yes.
I think everybody wants to see Carter Smith play, and it feels like it's a risk-free opportunity to let Carter Smith play.
It's a good way to put it, risk-free.
By Chris McIntosh saying Fickell's good for next year, obviously pending some, you know, disastrous thing that happens, whether it's, you know, a scandal or whatever. Not saying I don't wish that on anyone here, but he's going to be back next year. So if he's secure in his job, play the young guy. We want to see the guys that you're bringing in to make this program better. We've seen what the transfer quarterback thing has done, and nothing.
Right.
So we saw it, Braden Locke. That didn't work out, but he also got thrown into a spot he wasn't ready to be in yet, and it never came to fruition. So let's see what this four-star guy's got. Let's ignite the offense in any way you can. Like, that is one thing that could be a glimmer of hope and a bright spot heading into next season to try and build some morale and some fan support and some donor support for this program.
And let's be honest, I know that it's reflective of a traditional Big Ten West schedule next year. It's about as cupcake of a Big Ten schedule as I can remember.
Very different than this year.
Very different. So, but even with that being said, I don't expect this team to have 8, 9, 10 wins, right? It's going to be we are so much in the depths that it's going to take a couple of years to build itself back. So if Luke Fickell is the coach over that time, you got to have somebody like Carter Smith to maybe start building the groundwork. If Carter Smith can play good enough these next four games, maybe he's a mid to above mid Big Ten quarterback next year, and you get 7 wins, you could say, I feel confident going into 2027. Maybe there's some more NIL dollars that come in because you've got a guy that's capable. Then you start breathing some life into it to where 27 and 28, maybe you're back to normal college football when it comes to Badger expectations. But you only know that now, and these guys are freshmen. They're sophomores. You might have them for a long time if you can keep them in the program and they don't get, you know, basically go into free agent transfer portal. So I am dying to see this young talent, and I will say this too. There's been called into question Coach Fickell's ability to go out there and recruit. And obviously in-state is one thing. Most of these guys are out-of-state. Some of them are in-state. This could be a way to say, I can recruit. I can recruit in-state, or I can recruit in general. And here's the proof of it. These guys are young guys, and they're contributing, and they pop out on the field. So to me, I think it's a golden opportunity, a risk-free opportunity. I love that word, Jesse. Kind of back to my finance days, to be able to see what you got and provide a little bit of excitement for the fans.
I don't care what anyone weekday afternoons at 2 says. I like finance, Brad. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day brought to you in part by the Gordon Flesh Company. For more than 65 years, Gordon Flesh Company has been providing cutting-edge technology for companies of all sizes as the nation's largest Canon and Lexmark dealer. That's business technology managed. Visit gflesh.com to learn more. I want to play two clips from a couple of players who appeared on the ESPN Wisconsin airwaves this week. So we have on the positive side, freshman linebacker Cooper Catalano. He appeared on The Jump Around with Jim Rutledge, Pablo Iglesias, produced by Riley Yauch. Airs Thursdays on the ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels at 12:30. You can also subscribe to the podcast in the Varsity tab on the ESPN Wisconsin app. And then there's Melvin Gordon, who's apparently in town. He's like down the road from us here. I might stop by the tailgate. Who knows? So he appeared on Jim, Matt, and Molly yesterday. So first, let's start with the positive. Here is some of what Cooper Catalano said, still taking pride and still being optimistic about what remains down the stretch of this Badger football season.
Barry Alvarez has his show on our air, and he was talking about, you know, some of the Fire Fickell chants and how it's unfair to Fickell, to the players, and they're out there putting out a hard product. What does it kind of do to your mentality? How do you block out the noise when you're playing and you're hearing things against your coach who obviously you believe in, you chose to come here, you see the work that he puts in, you see the work that the whole staff puts in. So how do you separate those two things of like, look, fans are fans, they have the right to do what they want to do, but they also are not in that locker room to see how together you guys are and see how hard you're working and see how hard the staff is working. Like, how do you play both those emotions.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off of what you said. Fans are fans. Their right to their opinion is their right. But like you said, they don't see the hours that we're putting in. They don't see the hours that Coach Vic is putting in. And like you said, like, he's our head coach, and we're gonna fight, scrap, and claw for him. And we all have 100% confidence in him. And we're going to show up to work every day and give it our all for him. And yeah.
Okay.
So that is Cooper Catalano appearing on The Jump Around with Jim Rutledge, Pablo Iglesias here on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Brad, what'd you think of what Cooper said there? And as you heard, set up about the Barry Alvarez commentary on fans and supporting the program.
Well, he said all the right things, that's for sure. And as a young man, that's really good media savvy to do that because he is a true freshman. But, you know, and he's right. I mean, that I cannot describe to just a casual fan how much time, effort, and sacrifice goes on behind the scenes. We see Saturdays for 3 hours, but those 3 hours are the result of, like, you know, 53 hours that go in, you know, going into that game, even more than that. So it is a true sacrifice, and I'm glad to hear that they're staying focused on just playing for one another and Coach Fickell. However, it's gotten so bad that even the average fan can realize that something's amiss and that something is wrong with this product. And, you know, he's not part of the problem. Cooper Catalano is doing very well as a young player on the field when he gets his opportunities. You know, but it's a challenge for them to be able to stay focused, stay disciplined, and operate with all this distraction. So I get that he said all the right things, but, you know, fans are going to speak their mind. And it's not easy for a young 18-year-old to hear those kind of criticisms and go out there and not be thinking about that.
Now, on the other side, let's hear what the alum has to say. This is Heisman finalist Melvin Gordon appearing yesterday afternoon on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Like, what does this program do now that they're committed to bringing Luke Fickell back next year? What the hell do they do to change this program around?
Dude, I don't know. And I think that's why everyone's a little bit frustrated. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I was talking this up the whole nine, man. Just had the utmost faith, and you know, I still got to believe that we're gonna get it done. But boy, it's tough right now, man. I wear the gear, I'm getting talked to crazy. It's just it's been a tough couple of years as a Badger, man. And I don't know what we need to do at this point, you know, and it sounds like, you know, Chris is hard on keeping him there, and I get it. That was his first big hire, and, you know, if that looks bad, he looks bad, and, you know, so I guess he's throwing all the marbles in on it, you know, because let's just say the worst-case scenario happens to where if he gets fired in 3 games and then he fires him, we're not trying to hear that. Like, no one cares about that at this point, because they're going to feel like, oh, you should have been did that. You know, it's I think he's throwing all the marbles in if he's wanting to bring them back. I do understand about the recruits, because it's hard to get recruits if you don't have no clarity on the situation. I did hear that.
It hasn't been great for Wisconsin football the last couple of years. Might be the understatement of the year from Melvin Gordon yesterday on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
And I think Melvin does a good job at characterizing and articulating what I'm hearing from a lot of former players, too. And even just former, like, alums of the university, where things have gotten so unrecognizable that it's even hard to, like, purport the right next move. Because it's just like this team doesn't look anything like the teams that I was a part of, that Melvin was a part of, that this team is normally known for. And yes, the landscape has shifted significantly, but I think most players, former players that I talk to, have resigned themselves to a little bit of defeat, a little bit of apathy, and a little bit of like, this is so bad, this is so far from what we know. I don't know what the right fix is, because it feels like you've got, you know, like you're like the Dutch boy with like the dam in front of you. You put your finger into one hole to fill it up, and all these other ones start sprouting, and there's so many issues. I don't know how you possibly can, you know, tackle as big of an issue. And like something like this is like culture and fundraising. Like, those are major, major issues, things that we didn't have to deal with because it was already cemented. But now it's far from that. So, you know, Melvin made the right point about why it came out and why McIntosh is supporting Fickell, because they're sort of tied to the hip at this point. And, you know, Melvin did a good job of just saying how we're all feeling, but in a very diplomatic manner where you're just at a loss of words. You really are.
You can find both the interviews with Cooper Catalano and Melvin Gordon, along with Wildy and Tausch's conversation with Chris McIntosh, all available on the ESPN Wisconsin app, and if you subscribe to the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Jesse Nelson, Brad Norman at ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, our tailgate on Regent Street, where they are packed in. I tell you what, this team may stink, but these tailgates still rock.
Yeah, man, that's the truth. That is shoulder to shoulder, and it's a party here on Regent Street.
They are having a ton of fun getting set 1 hour from kickoff, and part of that fun is enjoying the great tailgate food from Liberty Station. Our friends at Liberty Station, the official caterer of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, the Tavern and Smokehouse on the west side of Madison, a great spot, and they have the game day shuttle that is the best deal in sports during home games this football season. They've done it for a few years now. For just $20, get a Coors Light and a round-trip ride to Camp Randall. It all starts at Liberty Station, American Tavern and Smokehouse, located off the Beltline on Rim Rock Road. There is nothing better than you hop in a shuttle. You don't have to worry about finding parking down here. You don't have to pay the exorbitant amount. You get a Coors Light in hand. You get to kick back. Let someone else drive you down here. And you get to go back and enjoy some great Liberty Station afterwards, too. Always a good time. Liberty Station, American Tavern and Smokehouse. Coming up next, we usually hear from Barry Alvarez when we play the best of Barry on this show. We had a good show this week, but we're going to put a twist on it. The most of Mac. You like that?
I knew you would. I love a good alliteration.
The best of Chris McIntosh, the athletic director's appearance on Wildy and Tausch yesterday. We will hear snippets of that conversation coming your way next as we count down to kickoff. Wisconsin and 23rd ranked Washington. It's ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.